I am very honored and privileged to have been chosen by Father Miller, who is away, to take his place at what one of my brother priests once told me is a very lovely church of St. Dorothy in Lincolnton. I have seen the outside, but it was unfortunately locked when I came here. May your hearts never be locked to those who are seeking the truth, because you are, as the scripture says, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation. You are the key to heaven for those who are living in darkness and who need the light of divine grace. This is the imagery of the readings that were chosen by Bishop Jugis for all the parishes tonight as we open the 50th anniversary. Obviously, you can see they had to fly someone from Europe to celebrate Mass to you. But as the scripture also says, a prophet is never accepted in his own home. You are the light of the world, as Christ says in his Sermon on the Mount. Do not let your light be hidden, but shine it so that everyone can see your good works and therefore glorify your Father in heaven. When they see your good works, as the psalm says, all the nations will praise God because they have seen God alive in you. And once they see God alive in you, they will want to become a member. They will want to have what you have. They will want also to be a part of your race and priesthood and holy nation. I'm very happy that your parish has retained the tradition of facing the east. It's an ancient way of prayer where all the churches were built deliberately facing the east so that what rises behind the altar and shines its light on everybody who gathers for the celebration of the sacred Eucharist, if not the sun. The sun, the divine sun of grace, shines itself on you, which is why that part of the church symbolizes darkness. So your place, what you're doing right now, and we've kind of lost this in the West, the liturgy is a pilgrimage out of the darkness of the world into the light, led by the priest, who is also on pilgrimage, because I ain't perfect either. Neither is the Pope, nor is anyone. Only God is perfect. And so, as you begin this celebration this year, remember what your identity is. Remember that you're called from the darkness into the light. Remember that you're called to lead other people into the same. And what are going to be the most important things that will nourish you? Well, the opening prayer of the Mass, that again was chosen by Bishop Jugis, talked about two things, the Word and the Eucharist. So read your Bibles, Catholics, and stay close to the Eucharist. In other words, be like Mary, who had the Word in her, the Word made flesh. So may the Eucharist, which you are about to receive in about 15 minutes, make you more and more like Mary, the Word alive in you and the Gospel. And if you do those two things and you do everything else I said today, you will become a saint. It's as easy as that, but it's also as difficult as that. God bless you, dear parishioners of St. Dorothy. Please pray for me as I will for you, and together we'll pray for Father Miller. Amen.